Podcast.
First time I've done a podcast hanging out my ass, is it? Welcome to Popcornography, what episode are we on now, John?
No, I've no idea.
I don't know,
it'll say it
in this description. I'm Rick Masters.
Graham Baldock.
John.
For anonymity's sake, I can't tell you my surname.
We're missing Dean, who's usually in them, because he's out on the piss, I think.
Is he? Mm,
he's in town, isn't he?
Yeah, we're recording this
on 50s Club.
Bank holiday week.
Discount night in the bank holiday.
Yeah. I don't actually know where Simon is. Simon, I think he said he was out with Amy somewhere. So, just the three of us. Firstly, I just wanted to quickly touch on like what my plan is. We've been gone for a while. It's been about a year, isn't it, since we like did them like regularly.
Yeah.
Apart from the odd episode and the Game of Thrones special, we haven't really done any. And I think the reason for that is I was living in Borough, which stopped things, didn't it, for a while. And then like so meeting up, we were a lot further away from each other. And then We've just been so busy. Like, I took on this new photography thing and I've been putting a lot of time into that. You've been buying houses. I've been buying houses.
Ever since my dad died from last June, I've been absolutely non-stop. I've never had a year so busy in my life.
Yeah.
It's just been manic.
But it seems to be calming down a bit. I don't know, it is in my life, I can't speak for you two, but I think now I've got my own place, I can get some things sorted. Yeah. I've got some ideas. We're going to create a proper little studio area. Where we can just turn up. The mics will be all set up, ready to go and stuff, rather than at the minute we're just mishmashing and putting things. So the sound quality might not be as great as it can be at the moment, but it will improve. You've been busy with your job and that, haven't you, Graham?
Job, football.
Ah, you took American football.
Yeah, unfortunately injuries postponed that for now. So
what have you got, Lou? What's the matter?
Ruptured disc.
Where?
In my back.
Oh. Where else have you ever ruptured?
In my chin.
As soon as I left my mouth, I thought.
It's on the back burner for now.
You'll still be supporting the team and all
that. Still supporting the team, still going down, helping coaching a bit. Mm. Looking at that as a possible route to go into. But yeah.
So was that a tackle on you, or you went in for a tackle?
It was absolutely neither, mate. It was stepping out my front door.
Oh.
Stepping out your front door.
Literally, mate. It's ridiculous. I stepped out my front door, twisted, and yeah, just felt me back up.
It's crazy, isn't it? Just something like that. It's just a one little thing.
Like, well, considering I'm used to tackling like 30 stone guys, no issues whatsoever. Yeah. Step out my front door, bang, there you go.
So have you kept that like a secret, and I've just made you come out with it?
Or, yeah, I mean, it's not public, but, well, it is now. It's a lot of pain. A lot of pain.
When did this happen?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's some crazy amount of tramadol and flying fucking pigs after you.
How long does that normally take to heal?
Anywhere between 6 weeks and forever.
Wow.
So I've got a physio appointment I need to go see, and then he'll make a better judgment on it.
Hopefully, it's
one of them things, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You always know it's a risk when you play American football. You just don't expect to be a risk stepping out your front door. But there you go. Nice. It's done. So
how far up the back is it? Like near the bottom, or
right at the base?
Right at the base.
Problem is, how old have you now? 10. 9 years ago. I tore all the muscle on that side of my back in the exact same place. So normally your muscle structures are there to support it and help quicker healing, but mine aren't as strong as they could be because of the previous damage, which is going to compound it.
Nasty. And then there was always that worry about when you're going to be playing again. You know,
totally, and that's it. I would never go back now until I'm fully sorted.
Yeah.
So
best way, isn't it?
We've had stuff like that, haven't we, with the gym? Fitness, You had it with your, was it your wrist or your elbow or something like that?
Both.
And then I fell off my bike in winter, and my wrists are still. Yeah. I know as soon as I pick up something really heavy, I feel it. Yeah. Like, so I'm a bit worried about when we start getting back into that again.
Which we need to, yeah.
Yeah, we really do. I've wasted away. We'll sort out your garage, yeah. We'll get a little gym going.
I did talk that. I've got the two benches set up. I can't believe I bought the same one as Peter.
When are we ever going to use two benches? Because you have to support each other, don't you? I guess we could actually with some of the other things.
Because what I was thinking of, like on a chest day especially, you've got one set up for flat and one set up for incline straight away, so you can just go straight from one to the other.
Yeah.
And then just have to set up decline like partway through. But yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was on Pete's bench and I thought, I wonder what the adjustments are like on the bench that I bought. So I went and had a look. Exactly the same. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. So I thought, at least it'll come in handy. It's all set up the way, the weights are there. I've got any amount of them, I can't believe it. Yeah. Like, obviously, courtesy of you.
Yeah, we will do. I'm sounding a bit rough. We were at Radio 1 big weekend. That was brilliant, mate. You'd have loved it.
I know. Well, I tried to get tickets, didn't I, when we were away?
You did. The internet wasn't working, was it? Cheryl managed to get like 300 and we couldn't get any.
But £6 a pint, though, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
I couldn't afford it anyway. I only got the ticket on Friday night, like from a girl in Borough.
How much are the tickets?
£18, weren't they?
Oh, that's not too bad.
But then you spend that
That's the thing, isn't it, with these events, that's why they put price up, because your tickets are so low.
The bar queue, like by the time you get I was just buying like 3 pints a pop at £6, do you know what I mean? And I can't remember how many times I went. I can't remember a lot of yesterday. I got wasted.
It must be quite bad when your mum has to remind you what you actually do.
She was saying, I've been talking to some Indian guy about hot dogs, and she was like, probably wasn't the best idea. But he was apparently fine, and he was having a laugh about it all. I don't remember this at all.
What time did you go?
We set off at 9. However, I drank a bottle of Disaronno before we went, knowing it was expensive.
Good lad.
Jesus.
Good lad.
But then, obviously, drunker you get, the less money matters, and you just start spending anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus was there, Mumford & Sons, what's he called? The guy who looks a bit like my brother. You know, the skirts. Is it Scottish fella?
Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi.
I saw that your brother posted.
Selfies with him. He didn't half look like him. With his sunglasses on, he proper does look like him.
I know that there's a Scottish fella on. I don't know if it's
the same person. He does all the Facebook videos and stuff.
But he's brought out a song that's quite good. That's really good. And he's like proper broad Scottish. It's probably the same person. I don't know his name. A really good song, so it's probably the same person.
Well, if it's any consolation, mate, I sat at home last night watching it all. In fact, all afternoon yesterday.
Yeah.
Watching Radio 1 with 24 bottles of San Miguel, which cost me £8. Wow. So if it's any consolation that you spend £400 or near enough, I spent £8.
Brilliant. I cry spending, like, if or when I go down the town, I cry if I spend £30.
I know. You're just paying for a hangover, aren't you?
Yeah.
But we never learn. Keep doing it constantly. But I was well enough today to go to the cinema. That's why I needed to do this podcast. I've seen so many new films recently, and you know what? It's probably one of the strongest summer blockbuster that I remember. Like, honestly. So we'll go into the reviews in a bit. But I've watched John Wick 3.
John Wick 3. Yeah.
I've watched Aladdin. I've seen Rocket Man, and I've seen Booksmart. You might not know Booksmart. It's a slightly smaller one. I think it's a Netflix release, but it's also at the cinemas. But yeah, I'll touch on them in a bit. But I was kind of hoping to do a few games and things, but I just haven't had time to sort it all out. I could have got up earlier this morning, but I couldn't. I was going to touch on news, but I haven't really looked. But there is the new trailer for Terminator. isn't there? The new Terminator film.
Yeah, we were just talking about this, weren't we? And
I don't suppose you've seen it.
No, I have not.
I've seen the new...
Dark Fate.
Yeah, Sarah Connor's obviously back into the mix.
Yeah.
And you've got a new Terminator on board. And there's a scene where, and like I said to you, I thought Terminators didn't get old. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger opens the door with a big, fat, grey beard.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like, really? You know,
it... Maybe they do age, because it's skin, isn't it? And wasn't there something about that? I'm sure they're in one of the films, one of the later films. But none of that's canon anymore. Only Terminator 1 and 2 are true canon, and they're forgetting all the rest.
But it's the James Cameron.
James Cameron's now kind of producing. He's kind of watching again. Mm. So,
I mean, I'm liking the fact that Sarah Connor has made another. It has made a comeback. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that pans out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's aged. You can tell. But
well, when was the first film out?
First Terminator.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus,
wasn't it?
Yeah, late 80s. I'm on it.
Yeah, Google it. I mean, I don't think you're ever going to get as good as Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I think that was the most phenomenal one that they did actually produce at the time. The third one, Rise of the Machines, is that right?
You know what? I enjoyed that at the time.
It wasn't too bad, was it?
I don't know what it's like now. I'd need to rewatch it, but I enjoyed it.
I tell you, Terminator,
she is incredible, that, the woman who I think that's probably why I enjoyed it so much.
Salvation, the one after, Terminator Salvation, I didn't mind that either. Mm. But it's obviously they made Genesis and now they've made this one.
Mm.
I just think they should have stopped at Salvation.
Right.
I really do. I think they've done basically a Transformer, which we all know that I do love, but there is a time and place when you think you've got to just, you know, end it.
Yeah.
1984 was Terminator 1.
But I think they've gone a bit too far now.
4 years ago.
Yeah, 35 years.
Mm.
Crazy.
Isn't it just?
I mean, when I actually saw the trailer for the Terminator, I knew for a fine fact it was going to be in it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it'd be much of a... The ones without him, Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he is the...
He is the face of it.
And I think she'll be an incredible... like the main character as well, her. She looks like a very strong female.
Yeah, she looks like the main presence. Type. Yeah, so she looks like the main presence.
I just hope that this is a return to form, because the Genesis was atrocious.
It was terrible.
So bad. And because they're ignoring all that, it starts to get really messy as well, doesn't it, with time travel and stuff.
Yeah.
I've touched on this before. When you add time travel to films, it's just...
That was Amelia Clark, wasn't it? Genesis.
Yeah, it just gets a bit daft. That's why I was worried about Endgame, but they kind of handled that all right. Mm. Although afterwards you start looking into things, and there's always like, well, what about this? And
yeah,
that and
that. Yeah.
And it's like, it does get this so much. But yeah, I think I'm kind of excited. I'll see it.
No, I'll definitely see it. I'll definitely watch it. You got to, don't you? You got to.
Yeah. I think what John says there, like, you drag some things on so long that it just kind of kills your earlier memories of it for me. Yeah. So for me, I always worry that stuff like that, like, I remember growing up with Terminator, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Does this totally kill it off for me? And
yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see.
See, at my point exactly there, you're not really bothered, are you?
No, genuinely not.
When Terminator 3 was due to come out after Terminator 2, I was like, come on, get in. And then Terminator 3 wasn't so bad. So when the next one came out, I was Salvation. Mm. You had Christian Bale.
Was it him in that one, was it?
Yeah, Christian Bale in it. And I thought, yeah, I'll go out my way.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's just like Graham said, like the reaction, you can just tell there, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's like when Transformers 630.
Yeah, this is coming up, yeah. Although Bumblebee was pretty good, actually.
I haven't even watched it.
It's not amazing, but it's a lot better than some of the other
ones. I haven't even watched it. Have you not? No, just... I mean, I keep meaning it.
I know,
too,
yeah. John hasn't watched a Transformers film.
It's just fun. Another one, isn't it? I mean, it's...
No shit! What we've been saying to you for the last few years.
I think it's just finally hitting home.
Yeah, but the last Transformers before Bumblebee just did really bad at the box office. It started dropping. I mean, I say really bad, it still made money, I believe. They always have made quite a bit of money. That's hence why they just keep coming.
The reason I kept on watching them because I like Michael Bay. I like Michael Bay and he's I do. It's like when he
used to.
Like Bad Boys, Michael Bay. I mean, he's done a fair few.
I do remember the first Transformers being brilliant. I remember seeing that at the cinema because it was new on it. That's it. Like, we need more originality stuff. Like, I'm sick of all these regurgitated franchises.
It almost feels like you go, right, hang on, what haven't we brought out for ages?
Yeah.
Oh, remember in the 80s we made this film? We could do a spin of that. Great idea.
So I was actually going to ask you, changing the subject slightly, but like, with these Disney remakes, do you like this? Do you like this idea?
Yeah, I do.
I do, and I'll tell you for why. It's almost like it's shifted films totally. It's still the same film, but where it's been an animated cartoon, now we've gone live action, it puts a whole new spin on the film. When I saw Jungle Book in the cinema, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Like, blown away. Like,
I've been meaning to rewatch that again.
Yeah. As a kid, looking at what I saw when I was a kid, growing up, to that it brings back that childhood to you.
Yeah.
But it does it in a way that, like, you know the story, you know what's going to happen, but the way they did it is unreal. And I'm so excited to see Aladdin. Genuinely so excited.
Well, wait till I get to my review. But, I think that's the only thing that kind of dips them a little bit, because obviously you know the story.
Yeah.
But I know they're remaking them for a new generation, so I have to get over that. But I would agree. I think, and
it doesn't spoil the classic. That's right.
Yes. Perfect. You can still go back and watch that cartoon, can't you? And go, it's still the same great film. Then you go watch the live action, and it's like two separate films that are the same film.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I wasn't a big fan of Dumbo, though. I thought that was pretty poor.
I've not seen that.
I'll give you that.
I thought it was a bit weak, that one. A little bit odd. I mean, it's still enjoyable, but it's very average, I would say.
I wasn't blown away by it.
No.
Go on, Graham. Yeah.
Dumbo was the one I was hesitant about seeing because Dumbo is my favourite childhood film by a long way. And that was my worry, that they didn't do the original.
There's a lot of callbacks to it. You've still got the weird pink elephants and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not Dumbo getting drunk, though, this time. There is a few odd things in these original cartoons. But there's a lot of weird character decisions in it, and it just that clearly they've done just to progress the story. Some of it just doesn't work. And the CGI was amazing, and the elephant was class. I really want a pet elephant.
Yeah, I mean, between like the live like humans and whatever, and the CGI with Dumbo, that was well put together, I thought.
Yeah,
I did think that, but. I mean, you've got some big names in there. You've got Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
You've got Michael Keaton. You've got some like good actors. I thought the kids were brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know what the names are, but I thought the kids were brilliant and they did well.
What was the point of him having no arm? He only had one arm, didn't he? What was the point in that? I can't remember.
Well, I didn't want to mention that because Graham wasn't saying it. But
well, no, I mean, he hasn't got an arm from the start. And it's in the trailers.
Yeah,
it's an odd.
He comes back from the army, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. It was a bit. I thought that was a bit weird, but because I don't think even his kids knew about it. But
so, just picking up on John's bit about CGI. Genuinely, I have a colleague who is 33 years old.
Uh-huh.
His wife, God's honest truth, thought that they'd trained an elephant to fly for this. She could not comprehend that you see. No, I, God's honest truth. He came in, I was like, you're winding me up. So he rang her and went, how did they do it? And she went, well, they just trained the elephant to fly, didn't they? Like, I'm like, this woman, grown woman, genuinely believes they've taught an elephant to fly.
She needs to be an institution or something. Yeah, she needs
I don't think it would work, mate.
That's insane. So although today, in the cinema, I was asked by the person I went with, was that a real monkey? And it clearly, very, very clearly, isn't a real monkey. I mean, but some people.
But I mean, it is. They've done well. They've done well with that film, CGI-wise, Battlefront. But it was a film that I wanted to watch, but I wasn't blown away by it. So
I agree with you. Maybe I wasn't expecting much from it anyway.
I don't know if it got a bit silly.
Yeah.
Silly is one of...
That's what I mean, some really daft character decisions and stuff.
With the way that Michael Keaton's world was,
right.
I don't know if that got a bit silly.
Right.
So, but... I mean, that's just my opinion, but...
I see what you mean, yeah. I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too
much. But yeah, you're right. I thought Jungle Book was brilliant. Beauty and the Beast, I'm a bit meh with...
Beauty and the Beast is by far my most favourite one yet.
Of the live-action remix?
Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
Wow. Without a doubt.
It's only because you're fancy,
yeah,
isn't it?
I just liked it. I've always loved the classic. I always loved the original.
I didn't think much of it. I don't know.
I absolutely adore that song. The one that the Teapot sings. Mrs. Potts. The other one.
What's that one?
They go to dinner, don't they? That one. When they go for dinner, like he gets dressed up as the bass and cheese in that big yellow gown.
Okay. Yeah. It's not Beyond Guess, though.
Beauty and the Beast.
The main song.
Yeah, called main song. Beauty and the Beast.
Taylor's Oldest Time.
Beauty and the Beast.
Who sang that one?
Who did the original voiceover out of?
Maybe we should leave it that way, John. Maybe we should move it.
She's quite old, let's put it that way.
Yeah. anyway, are you looking forward to Lion King?
Yes, 100%.
That CGI looks insane.
Yeah,
that looks brilliant.
Yeah,
really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's one thing.
And he's the one who did it. It was Fabio who did Jungle Book. So all right, doing Lion King. So I think we're pretty much guaranteed a decent film there.
They are whacking them out quite nicely. Aren't
what
they?
I think they're doing is they're putting them out. I don't think Dumbo did all that well. They'll be seeing the how much return it brings in and which ones are worth. And you see, the next stage is what I'm looking forward to is them doing proper sequels. Hopefully nothing linked to the original sequels of the cartoons. Create something actually original, but in that world.
Mm.
That's what I hope they do. Where we'll get another Beauty and the Beast, probably, but they'd have to take it somewhere completely new.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be good, because then you don't know the whole story. That's the only issue I've got with these, is that it's a very well... it's a told story many, many times, and you know exactly how it's going to play out.
So, just picking on that, flicking through telly this morning... random channels, sci-fi, Adventures of Aladdin 2019. I'm like, how is it on telly already? This is... So I was like...
This is how they make the money, isn't it?
So what this is it's a Bollywood version of Aladdin.
Oh.
Could not be more stereotypical if you called it.
Right.
Genuinely, I was like, this is not Aladdin. this is cringe. I was like, if this is Aladdin, I'm not interested.
Yeah. And that's what they're hoping for, is just you to be kind of going, oh, it's that, and that's... Yeah.
But no, it was a Bollywood version. Right.
There's something like The Little Mermaid as well, like that. There's an unofficial mermaid film, and everyone was thinking it was... Well, I'm sure there's a Little Mermaid film coming, isn't there? They've been talking about it for ages.
Yeah.
Is there one where she's in some sort of tank, in some sort of fish tank or something like that?
I don't know. What, The Little Mermaid in a fish tank?
There's a Little Mermaid film where she's in some...
the unofficial one. I was like, no, mate, she's under the sea. Right, no, the unofficial one. Right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate.
No clue.
As you were.
Anyway, right. So, before we go into the film reviews, I wanted to touch on... we did a Game of Thrones special after we watched the final. And then we did a bit of a review of the franchise and as a whole, right? And we said we'd touch on it again in the podcast once we'd had a bit of time to digest it, because we literally did the podcast at the moment them credits rolled, didn't we? And I've got a few things to say that I think over this week, and I've thought about it, I've become more and more disappointed with the final. Well, the season 8 as a whole. We said in the review that it was rushed. But so much more has come to light that I didn't think about. Why? There's so many things they're built up to and then just completely ignored. And it was all between Winterfell and... Cersei, just looking out of a window the whole time. They didn't use her at all.
Yeah.
One of the best actors out there. And she just stares out.
Yeah.
The symbols from the Night King and stuff all led to nothing.
Yeah.
There's whole things we didn't see when What's-Her-Face sailed back to the Iron Islands. And
Yara.
We didn't see her trying to take control over that. We didn't... It just so much left unanswered.
It's just all gone south, hasn't it?
As possibly the biggest defender of it in the post-viewing. I have to admit I have veered away from my staunch defence of it.
Yeah.
It's... don't get me wrong, I don't think... There's people out there making out to be the worst thing ever. I don't think it is.
Absolutely not.
Don't think the season 8 was horrendous. Yes, it was rushed. Yes, there was lots of untied ends, but... I get it. You know, if you knew that end's tied up, you're going to end up with one outcome. But what I would like to have seen is, let's go out after Danny's killed, let's tie those ends up before we put Bran on the throne.
Yeah.
The end kind of felt, that kind of went, oh, we've got half an hour screen time left, are we going to finish? All right, just do that. Yeah, they're all there. And to back it up, and somebody told me this before I watched it, apparently in the last episode, there's, you know, we had Coffee Cup Gate?
Mm-hmm.
There's a water bottle.
Yeah, there is, I've seen that. It's very, it's tiny, isn't it? Like, oh, it I is. Don't know how anyone even spots
no,
something like that.
It is, and yeah, I don't, but... And
Simon only cost, would have. Yeah, he would have.
It only cost I was looking for it, I saw it. Yeah. But it's things like that where you go, hang on, that just proves the point they've rushed it through. Yeah. Otherwise, what they've done previously is gone, hang on, guys, let's have that out. CGI'd over it, whatever.
That's a thing. They had something quite perfect from the word go.
Mm.
And then, like you said, they built up and things meant, well, you thought, is this going to mean something with certain aspects of the show?
Mm.
And then this last season, it's like, how can something like dive bomb, how could they actually like let it dive bomb so badly? You know, I just don't get it. I mean,
that they've been offered a job to do the Star Wars films, and I genuinely think they've just gone, I'm done with Game of Thrones, we need to get this finished.
I mean, you've got these writers, these directors, these producers on massive wages in order to give the fans what they want, and they haven't.
No, I don't think. I think it is making me want to read the books now, though, because I want to read the George's version of how it ends.
Yeah.
I think I may have to do that. They're big ass books though, aren't they?
They are big ass books. But if you
could do the audible things, couldn't I? And listen to them at work, I guess.
You could.
Did that with Jurassic Park.
You could. That's one way. I think I'm tempted to do that.
Mm.
Rather than reread them, audible them, and then read the last book when it comes out. Because I want to see where George Martin was taking this.
Yeah, I think it's an incredible series and stuff. I just feel like so much the potential of it being one of the like the greatest ever. Like it just with that, I just wish it had that a little bit more time to breathe at the end. And
yeah,
got to see a few more of the characters and how things played out. And then I don't like the fact that Bran became the king as well. I think that was a bit.
No, I don't.
Jon Snow was just a side character through this season, and it's a bit of a shame. Like. And again, daft character decisions. Like, why they let him go back to the wall? Like, they were like, all right, that's enough punishment, thanks, and we'll leave.
Yeah.
Bollocks. There's no reason for that wall anymore, anyway. Like, that just wouldn't happen.
And as somebody pointed out, and I thought it was a joke at first, but then actually when you think about it, Grey Worm and the Unsullied are off, so why don't they go, oh yeah, off you go, John. Right, they've gone, never come back.
Yeah.
So, like,
just weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know.
And there's so many other kingdoms in play and stuff which are just completely forgotten about in the last season.
Yeah.
It's like, you've built them up, you've introduced us to them, where were they all through this? It's just...
Yeah, that's the amount of people turn up at the small council meeting.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Where have you been?
Yeah. Could have done with you.
Oh, yeah, right. Bastard when winter was coming and all that, yeah.
Do you know, I would love to interview each and every one and just say, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I know a few of them. The girl who plays Sansa, Sophie Turner. She's been quite vocal about it. She wasn't happy, was she? But then a lot of the other ones, Jon Snow was like, you know what? If you're not happy, you're not happy. Just take it or leave it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But I still think, as a series, it's incredible. It's just such a shame. It's, the payoff's not quite there. But hey, that's what everything. That's what I wanted to say anyway. That was my little update. We did talk about it for an hour and a bit, didn't we, the other day?
We did.
If you haven't listened to that yet, it's on YouTube and on this podcast theme feed for a while. But yeah, should we get into the reviews?
Go for it. Then I've got an ask of yous.
Oh, okay.
I've got a question as well sent in as well. I'll fire that at you.
Oof.
I'll probably forget, but no, lad Jamie, he sent us some questions.
Did we know, so you do, so
yeah,
so
it's
you
not
forget.
A bad idea, is it?
Yeah.
What I have realised over my time of doing these podcasts is when I'm listening back and editing and things, and then later on we'll do this, and then never, like, how forgetful I am. It's ridiculous. Let's have a look.
What you want to do is write a list and keep it next to you.
Oh, we used to do that. But that's organised, isn't it? And I'm the least organised person. Right. If you could choose one film to say that you directed...
Transformers!
That you directed...
Okay.
What would it be?
Say that again, sorry.
So if you could say that you directed a film, right? Just say you're given this, you're like, you directed this. Which film would you be most proud of? So it's not necessarily going to be your favourite film. It's going to be the one you think most technically perfect is, I'm guessing.
Okay.
I mean, it's his question, but do you have any ideas? It's a bit on the spot and all.
Can we think about this through the podcast and come back
to it?
Yeah,
and then forget to answer it. Yeah.
No. I'll make a note of this.
Yeah. Yeah, you can mull on that for a bit.
Because I'm down between two. So, as we go along...
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. We'll do reviews. So, first one I'll fire through is Booksmart, because not many people know of it. It is available on Netflix, and it's coming out in the cinemas soon. In the UK, it might be out already in the US. It was directed by Olivia Wilde, and it's really good. It's like a college... Kind of, you know, the high school kind of two girls, one's
one
a lesbian, hey?
Two girls, one cop.
Yeah. There is a scene that gets a little bit like that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
Netflix,
I was like, oh, this
say.
Is getting good, and then it turns, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be really difficult to masturbate to. but yeah, it's got these two girls that I've never heard of. Caitlin Dever, I butchered that. You tell you what, you're the...
Caitlin Dever.
That's the one. And then...
And Beanie Feldstein.
Yes. Yes. And it is really odd. It's like... There's some really strange humour in it, but once you kind of get past the initial, like, what the hell? Like, you get into it. It's actually really good. I really enjoyed that film. It's on Netflix, so it's easy enough for anybody to watch. But I gave that 4 out of 5 stars.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, been given a lot of them recently. Like I said, it's been a pretty strong bloody...
It's going to be like Simon Sevens.
Yeah, I think so.
Four. Yeah. Four.
Look at this. Four. Ridiculous. I also saw Rocket Man, the Elton John film.
That looks amazing.
Think Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
It's got the same kind of beats to it, the way it looks and feels and everything, the way it does the musical numbers. It's darker, though.
Okay.
I didn't realise how bad his life was at times, Elton. Like, I didn't know he'd, like, tried to kill himself and all the drugs. I never knew any of this. And you can tell that whereas Bohemian Rhapsody is a little light-hearted, obviously even AIDS and all of his drugs and stuff, they kind of just float over that, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't really dive into all that. This one is much, much darker towards the end. And I really, really enjoyed it. I liked a lot of the musical numbers, even though I don't actually know. I didn't know some of them. I am not the biggest Elton fan. I knew the bigger, like the Rocket Man and Crocodile Rock and stuff like that. They were good. But I did feel like at the end it was lacking something. Without spoiling anything, it doesn't have what Bohemian Rhapsody has, where it ends on a big arena thing.
Yeah.
It kind of ends quite on a mute kind of thing, which for me, I think with the musical like this, it depends what you're after from a film. Do you want it like realistic, like fact-based, you know, or do you want it more like a fantasy with the big numbers and the big... I waver more to the Bohemian Rhapsody style of it. Maybe a little bit more lighthearted and stuff, but I've seen reviews and a lot of people are saying that it's better for it and they prefer it over Bohemian Rhapsody, so it completely depends on what you're looking for from a film. But it is, it's very well done. And what's he called? Egerton, the main guy. What's he called? From Kingsman.
Taron Egerton.
That's the fella. I can never say his name. Taron what?
Egerton.
Yeah, him.
He's called Eggy as well, isn't he, in Kingsman? I'm just
trying. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's incredible in this. Honestly, his performance in that film is insanely good. He sings all the songs as well. In fact, some I think are probably better than Elton. Like,
he's got a he's got a mare, hasn't he? He's got a future and a half.
I mean, I didn't value him as an actor as much. I mean, I've only seen him in The Kingsmans, but now I'm like, yeah, this guy is
he's the real deal, isn't he?
Fantastic.
Yeah, right? He's got it all.
Yeah. No, I very much enjoyed that. Again, gave that 4 out of 5 stars.
Are they solid four?
I'll give that a solid 4. One that me and you have seen, John.
Yeah.
Is John Wick 3.
I've said this before, it's very, very hard to get a sequel to be either on par or better. And I found one that finally does it. Brilliant. For a guy who's over 50, and he can knock out what he can knock out.
Some of them... Oh. What I like about this, right? So that I'm not the biggest fan of the second one. It became a little bit... There's far too much gunplay and you become a bit numb to it all. By the end, you're like, how many people there is that are killed? Yeah. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, every single fight scene is its own thing. It's
different.
You've got knives. You've got the shootouts, obviously. You've got that state. You're using animals, dogs. Yeah. Like, there's a lot more creativity in the way the violence and that plays out. And it's so well made. This is like one of the pinnacle action type films, I would say, at the moment. Like,
for me, one and three definitely hit the
one because it was new, wasn't it? It was like, it came out of nowhere for me. I sat down one night and thought, and then I just shoved it on and I was blown away by it. I thought that was one of them sleepers. It's one of them films that's grown over time. I don't think the first one did particularly well in the cinema, enough to get a sequel, but it, on home release and stuff, it grew, I think, as people were just doing what we were doing, just putting it on and then finding out how good it was. But it has some Game of Thrones style moments, doesn't it? There's a few quite visceral, is that the right word? Like, scenes where it's like, you actually like...
What, visual?
Whoa, like there's a knife with an eye, there's a book. Some of these are just... These scenes are like, get in. The whole audience was like, you could hear them wincing and loved it. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, Keanu Reeves is not exactly, I don't know, the best actor out
there.
He's
not, is he? I think that's why he can only do films like this, where he's a bit a quiet kind of character and just...
But put that aside, to what, I mean, the Matrix films. I mean, he really was a kick-ass in that.
Yeah.
I mean, from the first to the third. And obviously that's helped with his experience. Yeah. And he's just really good. Really good. Like you say, there is more variety with what he does actually fight with, which is good.
Yeah.
You've got some other characters in there. Halle Berry shows up. Yeah.
There's a lot more world building, isn't there? And this whole assassin kind of world.
You've got Lawrence Fishburne again.
There's a lot of jokes going around online about how the next one's going to be like, you're going to have the who's the guy who plays his main enemy in The Matrix? Mr. Anderson.
Oh,
Hugo Weaving.
Him with Lord of the Rings, isn't
Hugo Weaving. They want him to come in. They'd love to see him in the fourth one. Because there's an actual scene where he says one of his quotes from The Matrix, isn't it? And he gun like lots of guns.
Yes.
People would lose their shit if Hugo Weaving's in the next one, and he goes, Mr. Wick.
Like, even not what's her name? Trinity.
Yeah, yeah.
Just imagine that.
Yeah. Well, you've already got Lawrence Fishburne in there, so that would be excellent. Like,
partnership come back on screen.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne, I thought, was good in it.
He was, yeah.
But yeah, it's by far one and three. Two was all right, but one and three for me.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Solid. That was it. You're going to say four, aren't you?
Four and a half.
I'm going top dollar. I'm going five.
Yeah. I'll give John Wick, the first one's five. That one's four and a half. What I liked about the first John Wick was there wasn't actually much world building. It was like straight in. It was just a simple revenge story.
That was it.
And I thought the second one had a little bit too much trying to world build and things. Yeah. This one had balanced it a little bit more.
It was simple but effective.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say. Yeah. It was simple but effective. Yeah. And by God, it wasn't half.
To be honest, when they announced the sequel, I was like, I didn't really want a sequel. It's one of them films where you just think, that's a perfect little movie, that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they did, because now it's progressing into... And they've already announced the next one. So, the date's been set for 2021, I think. June, I think.
Bloody hell, they're not messing about, are they?
So it's already in production and stuff, so...
Well, what I've also liked as well, on YouTube, I've seen some of the backstories on this where Keanu's actually gone through gun training.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, he does not put in the hours.
With a Marine veteran.
Yeah. He doesn't. That's
like it as well. You see him doing it all, don't you? Like loading the guns and playing around with the guns and stuff. And
there's a part where he's got a... You know, where he's loading up that shotgun.
Yeah.
How amazing was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, you've got to see it, Graham. It was great.
I was in two minds after two.
Yeah, I can understand why.
And I was kind of like, are we going to go? But then seeing reviews and stuff of it, you kind of go, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, the amount of people raved over it, it's got to be seen.
Yes.
It's got to be seen.
Highly recommended, mate.
And then the final review, sorry there's been a lot, but like I said, it's so weird. Like, you had Endgame, everyone moved out the way of it. Like, understandably.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're all like boom, boom, but we've got Godzilla next week as well, and I'm living in the cinema. Aladdin.
Claire's seen that.
Whole Lovely. New world. Yeah,
she went to Birmingham. Birmingham with the girls. Yeah, she's seen that. Oh, she said, I saw that last night. Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You know what? I thought it was going to be shit. Like, I was excited when they originally announced it.
Really? You thought it was going to be shite?
I was, when they originally announced it, I thought, you know what, I loved Aladdin. Like, it was one of my favourite ones. So, I was like, yeah, I'm excited. Then I heard Guy Ritchie was directing it, one of my favourite directors. I thought, that's a very odd choice. However, you know, roll with it. We'll see what he does. And then the trailer started coming out, and I was like, oh, this looks bad. Like,
yeah.
Do you think?
The first trailer as well had some dodgy CGI for the genie. Yeah. And I'll be honest, even now in the film, there's a few bits. I don't think the genie's as well done as it could be. But I think going into it with my not expecting all that much, I think has made me enjoy it even more. Like, I loved it. The musical numbers are spot on. The action scenes are very creative and very... Actually, the action scenes are quite Guy Ritchie. And I like his kind of close-up, moving around and shaky, kind of gets you in the action. But I think the standout person... I mean, the casting was fantastic. The Aladdin is really well chosen. Jasmine, though, not only is she absolutely stunning, but she has got one hell of a voice. She does a dance as well. She can do everything. She is one hell of an actress, her. You'll see her in a lot more, I'd imagine, from now.
The big question is, does Will Smith fill in the shoes correctly?
I don't think you can ever do it, can you?
No, he's his own. He makes the genie his own. He couldn't try and... A lot of the lines are ripped straight from the original film. And you can tell, like, in the original Aladdin, Robin Williams just made up a lot of stuff on mic.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious, whereas...
Yeah, that was a big talent of his, wasn't it?
Yeah, Will Smith... He isn't nowhere near as funny, actually. But he knocks out all the musical moments really well.
Hmm.
He is good. To be honest, I don't think I could think of anybody else who could do it. As soon as they said they were doing Aladdin, I thought Will Smith kind of just jumped straight to mind about as being the genie. And he's not as good as Robin Williams, but he doesn't really try to be. He's his own thing.
He just makes it his own, yeah.
But the songs are just absolutely brilliant. There's, I believe, two original, maybe three, but I recall two original ones sang by Jasmine. And the final one she does is brilliant. It's very more, it reminded me of a Moana type of thing. It's all about singing about being a strong female and things, but the voice on her, and that would have been a hard song to sing, and it's very good. You see, you know when Beauty and the Beast did that one new number in that film, and it was a bit quite weak, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that when Back to Paris or something?
This one, these are new ones are really, really good, and they fit perfectly with everything else.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
proper solid remake. I was quite surprised. I'm really happy with that.
What's the next one that's due to come out apart from The Lion King?
I think there is a Jungle Book 2 coming.
Yeah, Jungle Book 2's working.
It'll be a while away yet now, though, because obviously there's so much CGI, it takes a long time to make.
Yeah.
You get Toy Story, but that's not really in the same vein, is it? What else? I'm sure there is a Little Mermaid coming. Mulan? Is there a Mulan? Mulan announced?
Probably.
I haven't seen the original of that.
You haven't seen the original animated one?
No. I started to watch it one night and then I was like, oh, too tired for this.
I'll tell you, it's good. Eddie Murphy does the dragon. Yeah, it's quite good. I was never interested in it. I was only watching because I think either Claire or the kids were watching it.
Right.
I just got into it and it was quite good. Funny. Actually, quite funny.
Mulan will identify as.
Yeah, I haven't actually rated that yet. I haven't sat down and write me a little review, but. I'm verging on the 4.5.
Oh, 4.5. Oh, jeez.
I really, really enjoyed it. There are all my reviews. Been busy, and then we've got Godzilla next week, I think. So I'll have to get that watched.
I don't know. I'm
I'm
quite scared about that. Considering the last one was utter garbage. I mean, it's got her in Zelda Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So,
TV series you touched on. I didn't realise you were watching it. You put it on Facebook yesterday about Chernobyl.
Yeah.
We all just said that completely differently.
Chernobyl. I saw a lot on social media, Facebook.
If you're not watching it,
Twitter.
I haven't. Reason being that one, I've not really had time, and secondly, I want to wait so I can bulk watch.
Right, yeah.
I feel like it's one released. I want to bulk.
I agree.
I feel like I want to bulk watch them together.
No, you do right. Sorry, John, I kind of jumped in. So
In fact, I'm just going to go back to your live action for Disney. You got Aladdin, Lion King, Mulan. You were right. Maleficent 2.
Oh yeah, okay.
Cruella, 101 Dalmatians.
Is that actually announced?
Apparently so, yeah. Peter Pan, Tink.
Where are you reading these?
Off Google. Sword and Stone.
Peter Pan.
I haven't heard of Peter Pan.
No?
It could have been, but...
I don't know, I'm just reading what's on here anyway. So I thought I'd throw that in there as well. Anyway, so a lot of attention on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and I thought, I'll give it a shout. So I went on Amazon, there it was. Not Amazon, Now TV, sorry, there it was. And it's got Jared Harrison in. And I like him.
Right.
He basically starts off the first episode. And from then on, it just goes into the build-up of the disaster.
Yeah.
And how they try to resolve it.
The event itself has always fascinated me. Like, I would absolutely love to walk around that place.
Yeah.
I've actually watched a fella who actually done that on YouTube. He took a Geiger counter.
Yeah.
And obviously there's not much there anymore. But he said this would be what it would be like post-apocalyptic scene. We're gone and basically nature just reclaims everything and that's exactly what's happened. You've got all these tower blocks that are just trees abandoned
growing all out of them,
isn't it? You've got everything just like falling apart,
looks like my garden at the minute,
and you've just got trees and everything just grown everywhere, you know. But I started watching it and I couldn't wait to get to the get to the next one. And then obviously the third, the third finishing one. But I obviously it was a massive catastrophe and it caused a lot of deaths. But I didn't know to what extent.
I genuinely didn't realise how close we came to it, like being.
I couldn't believe it.
Wiping out, was it 60 million in Europe and stuff? Because it was trying to put that out, and if it hit the water, the steam vents, it'd have took out the other two reactors, and it would have been like
It would have been unimaginable. It would have been like millions
on
the death
scale. And how the Russians obviously didn't want this out, so they're not they're keeping it on the down low and stuff. Something like this, you can't do that.
I mean, they were trying to cover up a lot of things, and unfortunately, you know, things uncovered and but like the way they tried to resolve it, especially Jared, I can't remember what his character's name in it, but brilliant.
It was a bit odd at really first. Good. How, because obviously they're Russian, but they're all all British.
Yeah,
and they've all got the Russian names and everything. It's a bit like it's a bit what. But I'm glad it did that because it would have it'd all been subtitles and stuff. I know a lad at work who's watching it. He was a bit off put at first. He nearly didn't carry on. It was that off putting for him. Yeah. But he's now got used to it.
There was the other character in there as well. He's called, I think he's called Stefan. He was out of the Thor films. He was also in Deep Blue Sea. Got his arm taken off.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
I liked him. Yeah. And yeah, I just it just all went well. The storyline, the actors, just all gelled together, and it told one hell of a story.
How many? I don't know how many episodes.
Five.
Is there only five episodes?
Five in total, apparently. Yeah.
Oh right. Okay.
Oh, we're nearly done.
I thought it was only three.
No, it's five.
It's not over
it's
yet.
Five.
You've seen the latest episode. You know it's not episode. Over then, don't you?
I thought that was the last one.
No.
Oh, okay.
There's five in total. Which is why I'm not worried about waiting so long to watch them on this, because it's only another 2 weeks. Yeah. Well, tonight. Is it tonight or tomorrow?
I think it's
Monday this
night,
week and next week, isn't it? So this time, 2 weeks' time, and I've watched it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll take this over the bloody end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. A lot of the websites I go on and stuff, a lot of people are saying that. Like, just forget about Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Well, it's already the second highest ranked series ever.
Wow. Okay.
So, ever, and it's only three episodes in.
Oh.
But they go into graphic detail, don't they?
Yeah. Some of them, the pain some of them went through. Yeah.
They go into real graphic detail.
What I think's funny is you genuinely see posts on social media saying spoiler alert. I mean, we know what happens in the people. Yeah. You know, come on.
And there's a lot of unsung heroes, which I think this is highlighting, which is good.
Yes.
Like the guys who had to go and turn the vents off and things, they knew it was warning a certain death. And just how ridiculous, how it all happened. And
obviously, Gorbachev was the president then.
Yeah.
And you've got the character with the bald head and the birthmark.
Yeah.
I mean, he played him well. But no, they had some good casting.
Yeah.
And they definitely brought that story to a real good level.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. God, doesn't have to open your eyes. But again, when I was watching this YouTube fella, the building, like another massive sarcophagus, what they're going to do is they're going to basically move it over and place it on top
of... Well, you see, they haven't done that, have they?
Apparently, yes. Apparently,
no, they've done it in real life, but not in the TV show.
Oh, not the TV show, but they've done it in real life. Yes, but apparently, that over time, that's not enough. So what they want to do is they want to basically build this other sarcophagus or whatever it is, containment unit, and then just move it along, and it looks massive. Absolutely massive.
Brought a lot of scrutiny over other nuclear sites and stuff as well, didn't it? So and it's a disaster that they thought was almost impossible to ever happen. So it's
apparently that's one of two
that's
happened in the world
that
have gone to a level, is it a level 5 or a level 7?
Is it the one that hit with the earthquake?
In Japan.
Yeah.
Which was a Japanese stupid fault, but that's a different story.
Let's build it
on a fault line.
It was definitely recommended.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. I'd seen a bit about, there's a bird in my chimney, I think.
Oh my word.
my friend, don't we?
This makes great podcasting. He
delivers me worms on the morning.
It's probably a nest at the top.
Talking of wildlife.
So I set the fire up. And
starts running chicken.
You see a bit of fly past on fire. So where was I? Yeah, have you seen Our Planet on Netflix?
Yes.
Our Earth type.
Yes.
They actually go there, don't they, at the end of that, last episode of it, and so that it was weirdly timed because that came out as that series came out, and it really piqued my interest in it all. But it just shows how nature's recovered and all these animals that have left the area have now moved all back in again. It's weird how it's not affecting the animals much.
I honestly thought before seeing the YouTube fella going in, I honestly thought that place was still uninhabitable.
No, so there's people that lived there at the time of the disaster still live there now.
I didn't have a clue. I honestly thought that you would not be able to go into that certain location for years.
I thought an old guy had decided he wouldn't leave and he died like a few weeks later.
There's still people live there.
Right.
That happened in the not at the event, obviously, but in the container.
Guys who were working at night who were all right. They have to go through a lot of medical. They've got a lot of medical issues and stuff. But
But what part of the reason some of the habitators refuse to leave is because they worry that radiated.
Yeah.
That if they leave, fresh air is gonna force it out and then kill them.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, but then there's other just genuinely go, do you know, it's not affecting me, so I'm alright.
Yeah, you don't know it is, though.
I mean, dog's got three heads, mate, but yeah. Yeah, you'll be right.
That's the thing, is you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it, you can't feel it, but you've got it in you. Unfortunately,
it's one of them series I might watch again, because, like, you know, the bit with the firefighters. You see him later in the series, so it's going to be more impactful if you watch it again, knowing exactly what's happened to him at that point. And awful, but yeah, very, very good show.
Yeah.
You been watching anything?
No, I've genuinely been kind of spreading the net to try and find something to.
That's what I wondered what you were going to say. Get. Spreading the what? Don't blame me not watching TV.
Spread the net to try and like find something that grips me and draws me in. And
there's not much out there, I don't think.
There isn't. The only thing I am going to start tonight, ironically, is rewatching Vikings because the new season's out. So I want to rewatch Vikings. Mm. That's very Game of Thrones, early season Game of Thrones-y.
Okay, I might have to give
it lots of naked Viking chicks.
Yeah.
Some very Arya like character develops.
No wonder you like it.
Yeah, there's it's good, but obviously it's the Vikings. You know what happens and stuff with them. They've gone massive conquests, but it's
spoiler.
What? I mean, it's not. It's about the same as saying Chernobyl's a spoiler, mate. You know, we know what happens. but it's the first season was good, and I kind of lost interest. Yeah. But I'm rewatching that. And then a few crappy American series.
Yeah, I'm watching that True Detective. It came out ages ago. Well, when he just got around to it. I'm only going to watch season one, I think.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear great things about season two.
No, stick with season one, mate.
I'll tell you what I'm watching at the moment. This is totally off subject, and you're probably not going to like what I'm going to say first of all, but it's football related. You know, I've got Sunderland Till I Die on Netflix.
Yes.
And you've got All or Nothing with Man City.
Yes.
What I don't find... Why don't they do it with different sports like F1?
They have.
There's
an F1 show on Netflix and it's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Born to Ride.
I thought it was a film.
No, it's a series.
I kept skipping last season.
It's so well made that it is absolutely brilliant. Tom, my brother-in-law, he's not particularly big in F1. He started watching it. He's hooked. He absolutely
is.
It's all the politics about the drivers and the money and the.
I'd loved it. I was thinking that when I was watching it.
Mate, give it a go.
I was thinking, God, why don't they do it like with F1 or any other sports? Yeah. You know, I so many other times I thought it was a film. I thought I'm not interested.
No.
But I didn't realise it was like that.
Yeah. All or Nothing, though, it started in the States with NFL teams.
Oh, right, okay.
And that country that changes NFL teams every year.
Yeah.
And over here, they're moving round ball teams as well.
Is that football on Netflix, is it?
Yeah, Sunday Until It Dies, yeah.
Netflix is just on fire at the moment. Yeah, yeah. We've just been watching a video of what's coming out next month, and it's just, they've got, like, that Our Planet thing was brilliant, I thought.
No.
You not think?
It wasn't. A lot of that you've seen previously.
Yeah. Oh, well, and well. Yeah.
And do it, like, see, like you'd be watching going, oh, I've seen this episode, and actually going, oh, yeah. No, hang on, I saw it on
BBC,
or I saw it on Blue Planet, and then this Earth from Space.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, I still loved it, I still watched them all, but I just thought...
Earth from Space is another quite new one, isn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of this stuff you'll see on Our Planet is on Earth from Space.
Okay. I saw them walruses, I thought them poor bastards.
Oh my God.
Like, looking over them, more or less, and
they could hear the sea, and they're miles up on this cliff, but they don't know this, and they're just falling off. Oh, it's heart-wrenching.
Like, when that one goes, and you're like, all right, I'll hit the bottom now. Oh, no.
No, still going.
No, still going.
There's a polar bear sat at the bottom with knife and fork.
Come on!
Ring the dinner bell. All you can eat carbon. Yeah.
Hey, nature's cruel, isn't it?
Jesus.
But no, they're on fire. Like... there's always something to watch on there. We've got Black Mirror returning next month, yes. Which I cannot wait for. John's never watched them, and he needs to sort that out.
What?
Yeah, on a TV show, there you go. There's one for you.
Black Mirror, I'll have to watch that.
They're all like their own little films, like an hour long, so they do kind of connect at some point, but I'll leave you to find out yourself.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that coming back. Stranger Things again as well.
Stranger Things. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that.
The last series of Jessica Jones is out next month as well, I believe. I don't think they've actually announced the date yet, have they? But everyone thinks it's next month. I love Netflix at the moment. And now things are settling down, I'll have a bit more time to watch some of the stuff on there. If they stop releasing so many films. But, hey. Right, have you thought on your answer to this question?
I have.
Have you?
Yes. Yes.
Drum roll.
Hacksaw Ridge.
All right.
So that was Mel Gibson, wasn't it, who directed that?
Yes. Hacksaw Ridge. Okay. Amazing film. Absolutely blinding. Stayed true to written account while still making it cinema friendly. Great. Action shots were unreal. The drama and... like you got so tense and drew you in so much.
Yeah.
Like you kind of felt yourself edging forward and you weren't, but you were there.
Yeah.
You were there. And that at the last bit where he's going forward to get the guys to carry them back, you're like, phew, man.
Yeah.
It was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Hacksaw Ridge.
Do you not think it's a film in two halves? It feels very...
It is.
You've got this kind of drama the first hour or so, then you've got instant... Then you've got the war at the end. And yeah. It's quite...
But it is, but for a lot of people, that's where it was. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, you were at home, and then next minute, you've gone off to war and you're in war.
Mm.
I get it. There could have been more bonding of it, but then... what do you put in there to link the two?
The director. You tell me.
No, but like I just thought, like the story bit was phenomenal. You kind of like you proper started like on his side and stuff, and you're like, "Come on, man! Like, how stupid are you? Like, this is the organization."
Mm.
And then the action that's it. You're like, "Bang! Straight in, Bosch! Let's go."
Mm-hmm.
I thought the dynamics of the film was just spot on.
It was good, wasn't it?
Absolutely spot on.
That was another film that I really didn't expect much from, and blew me away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer?
I do.
No.
Gravity.
Okay. Why?
It was a CGI fest, obviously.
Yeah.
But what they did with it was just beyond marvellous.
Yeah.
I thought it was possibly one of the best ones I've seen. You've got George Clooney, I'm not really a fan of, but Sandra Bullock just stole the show.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's just a natural talent, and she was brilliant in it.
Mm-hmm. She's an incredible actress.
Oh, she is. You've got something, basically, a simple film of these astronauts in space doing what they have to do. Unfortunately, they get hit by a meteor shower.
Yeah.
Everything turns to shit. And it's just their survival to get back to Earth.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, how they did it was...
The technical achievement from that film was
amazing. I've seen some backstages on that. I've seen some where how they've actually made it, and obviously there's a lot of green screens on it. You've got Sandra Bullock on these harnesses where she's been, like, you know, it's like one of the aerial bloody rides, to be honest, what she's on when she's in that spaceship. And she's only got like a vest and a pair of shorts on, and they're just catapulting her through like certain areas, and just how they bring it all together with CGI, you know, like obviously around Sandra and George Clooney. I mean even seeing the Earth from space in that film, it was just magnificent. It really was.
See, my choice isn't a million... Well, my choice was going to be quite close to yours. I was going for, like, the technical... Still kind of am. Nearly went for Interstellar, just because of the technical achievement of that and just how well that story's told. But I'd probably choose The Matrix, because I still think it's one of the most well-told stories, one of the most... From a storytelling point of view, and from an idea as well, like the concept of it, it just still, I still think about it quite often. About, you know, it truly is everything that you class as real is just sensory that your brain can tell you. So when you're dreaming, you don't know you're in a dream. It's as real as now, and it's a kind of, I just love ignoring the sequel. I did actually enjoy the sequels. I know they're panned a bit, aren't they? They're a bit...
Yeah.
But as a standalone film, I thought that was, from a technical point of view at the time, for the bullet time and all that kind of stuff, that was cutting edge. So it has the technical side of it, but it also has so much originality in it. And a really well-told story. I think that would probably be my choice. But you thought I'd have gone for Jurassic Park, did you? Because that was the pinnacle of CGI. I was thinking of one of them. That was like the beginning of the CGI thing. Yeah.
I was thinking of something.
I've got some posters on the wall. Ideally, we should have had them for this idea I've got for... We've been talking about it for years, about doing videos. And we've now got a space to kind of do that. And these would have been ideal in the back. I've put them up now and I like them in my living room. So.
I mean, I know you mentioned Hacksaw Ridge. But Saving Private Ryan, I think, would have been another one.
That was the other one I was torn between.
Yeah, and
was the other one I was torn between.
It's not a real life story, is it? No.
What?
Oh.
Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Based on real events? Yeah. Alright, okay. But.
That D-Day will remain the greatest battle scene in any film, I think. Like,
I think. What I find about them sort of movies, they don't half pick great casting. Hacksaw Ridge, fantastic. Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks blew it away. You know, I love it when they do get a dot on with people who can actually bring it.
Yeah. So, well, there are our choices. So that was sent in by Jamie. So thanks for the question. If anyone wants to send us questions, by all means. It's always good to use our little noggins for a bit.
Do you know them, or is it just a...
My ask.
Your ask. I'm not taking my clothes off.
No, that is definitely 100% away from my ass.
Right, okay. Just with you sat here rubbing my leg like you are.
I know.
I did think.
No, I got stuck between your leg and my leg. And I want to... I've got a few things that I've got planned to watch over the next week or so.
Okay.
Tolkien being one.
Okay.
Who?
Tolkien. Guy who wrote Lord of the Rings, the film about him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, mate, I am so excited.
Is it documentary style?
No, it's a proper. It's in the cinemas.
Is it? Well, I've not heard of this.
Well, it's been
more people. I know.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
It's been very quiet, but it's about his life and how he came up with the idea of Lord of the Rings and in the personal life and stuff. It's all based on true event.
Right.
And what kind of draws me to it is the Tolkien family have been very secret about it, about him,
right.
And don't like. But however, his daughter opened up and has given some key bits away about his life, and that's been brought into the film for the first time. So the first time ever, we're getting actual documented. This is what Tolkien said. This is what Tolkien did.
Mm-hmm.
Brought the screen.
Right.
And he even printed. So I'm so excited to see it. It's been out a while, I think. It's been a few weeks.
Doesn't sound bad.
It rings a bell. Now you're talking about it.
But yeah, it's about him and he goes off to war and how he writes bits in war. Mm-hmm. And how certain bits of Lord of the Rings apparently relate to what he saw in war. So.
So you want
to
see this?
I want to see. Yeah. I want to go see that this week or next week, one or two. Okay. But my ask is, I would like you two to suggest me one film, that I will watch and on the next one give a mini review of.
Oh, very good. Well, we did have a feature, Real Reviews, where we would kind of let Twitter vote on the film we'd watch and then we'd...
I would like to bring something like that back. You'd because like to do I like really that. Enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe we could bring something like that back in as well in the future. But all right,
because that gave us some aspects of like films that we actually hadn't seen.
Yeah.
And we were not necessarily forced to watch.
Or older films that we hadn't.
IMDb's top 50. I started working my way through that, and then kind of like jump bits because I was like, oh, there's some I've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, I've started watching that and it's pants, so I'm going to skip it.
Do you want a film that would, you know, maybe smaller that no one's really heard of, but
anything.
Really
good? Absolutely. Right, anything.
What I've got, Popcornography is on Letterboxd. Now, Letterboxd, I'm planning to do a video of it.
Right.
And just talk you through it. It's like social media films.
Right, okay.
You can follow your friends and you can see what they've been watching, the reviews that they give, and it's brilliant. And you, for like a data nerd like me, you can look back at all your films when you've watched them, filter them by your favourites. So look here, I'm going to put my highest rated first, tick, and I'll put all my highest rated films at the top of the list here. So
Letterboxd, did you say?
Letterboxd with a D, yeah, that top one there. And I am planning to do a YouTube video on it, so keep your eyes peeled. I'll pick out a few, if you want to shout a few out as well, and then you can decide which ones he wants to watch. Now, have you seen Lost in Translation? Bill Murray.
Yes.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. Right,
okay. Amazing film. Let me have a think of what you should watch. I want to choose one that you won't have probably seen then.
Is it something that you want us to choose now? Or just whenever, tell you whenever?
I think we should throw some... suggestions up now, like.
Yeah, if we throw some suggestions up now, and then even if we go, and then, I'm not tonight's watching sorted, but yeah, and then what I'll do is I'll make sure I watch it. I'll do my normal notes of it, and then I'll put together a little review of it.
Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
No.
See, with this app as well, you can put them in, and you can put them into a watch list, which is brilliant. Okay. If someone mentions a film, watch list. My watch list is huge. It's ridiculous. A lot of people suggest stuff on Twitter, and I'm always writing them down in here.
Have you seen Get Out?
No. I'm looking at that there, look, yeah. It's one of my highest rated films.
Is it?
That's fantastic as well.
That's a recommended film, I would say.
I was going to say... Where is it? Gifted, with Chris Evans.
Okay.
Not many people saw this film, and I thought it was fantastic. It's about a single dad and his little girl. And it's... It depends. Again, it'll depend on the mood you're in. If you want a nice, chilled film, like kind of emotionally driven, heartfelt film, that's a really good one. So, you're just adding them now, are you?
I just need to create an account first.
There's a Quiet Place.
Matt's on here and Gemma as well.
Right.
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place is mint, yeah. Have
you seen A Quiet Place?
Nope.
That's it's got one of the characters out of 13 Nights in Benghazi.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. I think he plays the dad.
Another quite random one that not many people have heard of is Hearts Beat Loud, similar to Gifted. So it's again another kind of... It's a low budget, but just a nice story about a dad and his daughter, again, how they play music, and it's about their connection, which is very good.
Tell you, one
that springs to mind as well. Have you ever seen Casino?
I don't think I have seen Casino.
Casino,
isn't it? That
Robert De Niro and Sharon Stone.
Oh God, no, I haven't. No, no.
Give that a watch. Joe Pesci as well.
And then I'm going to throw a new film out there, but I know it's out for watching. Fighting with My Family, which is based on Paige from wrestling.
Oh yes,
it's got The Rock in it and Steve Merchant. That's excellent. One of my favourite films of the year so far. I think that's enough for you from me, I think, for the time being. You can also, on this letterbox, you can create lists. So I've got every film I watched 2019, I've got putting them in my little ranked thing. So at the moment, my favourite film is Endgame. John Wick 3 is second. Fighting With My Family is third. And yeah, I can just build this little list up, which is good fun as well. But be sure to find me and follow me.
Once we're done eating, show me how to do that.
I shall. And like I say, anyone else who's interested, who hasn't used it, I will get a video up. I'll just be going through my account, explaining how it all works, what it does. But I absolutely love it. If you're really into like collections, and if you've ever had like a DVD collection that you'd have all alphabeticalized and rated and stuff, it's a dream. Bit nerdy, but I love it.
Bless you.
Yeah, so you're going to have a think on them films?
Yeah, well, what we'll do after this, we'll pick one
out
of those, and then we'll bang in.
And I think we're looking at getting these real reviews back. They were good fun. Right, well, that's me, I think. Got anything else to say?
No, I'm all good. I think we've...
we'll get the sound quality better. I'd like to invest in another mic as well. And then...
We'll get a
table to sit around rather than like we're at the minute all crushed around a little sofa, aren't we? Well, I'd say a little sofa. so we'll work on that. But yeah, from me, I'm a goodbye.
From me, I'm a goodbye. See you next time.
I am goodbye. Ta-ra!
I am goodbye. I needed to end with my voice.
Why?
Why?
Because that's how I decided. So bye. See you later.
Bye.
Right, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Ta-ra.
We had fun. What a lovely.
Ta-ra.
Till next time.
Ta-ra.
Bye. You know this is gonna end now, isn't it?
Yeah.